from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on Wellness Night. We've got a big show for you. I'll tell you all about it coming up. But I don't know how much wellness is going on right here. Take a listen.
4 damn hours. You gave me one warning. That's it. You gave me one warning. I pulled it up the second he said something, I pulled it over my nose.
What you're hearing is a couple that got kicked off of a JetBlue flight, and it's a husband, a wife, and of course a little baby. And this story is turning into far too common of an occurrence, where the flight attendants are kicking people off all too quickly. Now, that particular father is saying, you gave us one warning, we pulled it right back up over our nose, and you're still kicking us off this plane. What it was not apparent to me at first when I first watched the first part of that is that the mom comes walking down the aisle a couple of seconds later, and she explains that their baby who was sitting on their lap, they did not have masked, and that was ultimately what was the cause. And here's the thing. There's no clear piece of evidence anywhere that says that child is endangering anybody on that aircraft for COVID-19. It's truly amazing. The mom says they're kicking us off, and I don't know why. We're Americans. It fell off his face. He apologized and fixed it. It wasn't good enough for them. The couple eventually exits the plane, prompting the other passengers to applaud. But you know, I don't like this. This is reminiscent of very, very bad things in world history. And it's one of those things where there's no degree of tolerance at all. There's no mention of understanding. There's no moment of pause where you say, oh, it fell off your face. I'm sorry. Thank you for pulling it up, sir. Have a nice flight. Now, I admit that there are people that get very ouchy about this. They're already mad that they're having to wear the mask to begin with, etc. That may not always have the greatest attitudes. So if you're truly trying to find a way to make it all work together, then, you know, I would suggest that you adopt a mentality that says we're going to work on it. But if what he was saying is true in that video, that they got one warning and then they were forced to exit the plane. In a statement, JetBlue said that the two travelers were asked, quote, multiple times, but refused to comply with the federal mask mandate. Eventually, the customers were asked to leave the aircraft when one of them became verbally and physically aggressive. I think we heard that part. Anyway, welcome into Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. Speaking of stress and everything that we have going on, we've got a great show for you tonight. Two very special guests, and both of them have been with us before. Coming up later in the show, another one of the Fox News Medical All-Stars, Dr. Marty McCary, is back with us tonight. In fact, the full back half of the show, he's going to be with us for the full time. He's got a lot to say about the new vaccine data that's coming out, about whether or not infants up to 11-year-old kids can and should be getting the vaccine. We will discuss that in depth with him. And then also another very key kind of point to him is the emerging evidence on natural immunity. When you have immunity from having successfully fought off the COVID infection, what is the data telling us about how strong that immunity is? And as it compares to the vaccine only immunity, we'll talk with him about both of those big points coming up. And in our very next segment, I'm very pleased to welcome back Jane Ann Benaira, who's a physical fitness instructor at Lifetime Fitness Centers in Bergen County, New Jersey. She does a great job out there. I think she teaches yoga, and she does a little bit of everything. She's a kickboxer, cyclist, lifts, weights, does all kinds of stuff. But in addition to being able to help people in their physical fitness, she is also a mom and someone that is, like you, emerging from a season of a certain degree of quiet with everything being centered in and around the home to all of a sudden, bam, go, 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 stress, 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 events, things you got to catch up on, places you got to take all the little ankle biters to and everything else. She's going to give us 2 to 3 points today as to how we can help manage that stress, because it is changing. And since this is Wellness Night, I thought that would be a good thing to discuss tonight as well. So Jane Ann Benaira back to help us with that, and Dr. Marty McCary, big show tonight. In fact, Dr. McCary is going to stick around for the doctor's orders tonight. He's gonna give us some tips there. So lots of information for you. I hope it's all helpful. And I just want to remind you once again that it has all come down to this. Two nights from tonight, we will be at The Hunt and Fish on West 44th Street between 6th and Broadway. And when I say we, I mean, of course, my co-host for Friday nights, Christine Nicholas, but also a power-packed list of Broadway stars. Someone that we've just signed on in the last couple of days, Pearl Soon, who is part of the Come From Away production. In fact, she's the first Asian-American female to land a starring lead on Broadway, and she's going to be with us to talk about her upcoming opportunity there and what she's excited about. We're also going to speak with Brad Oscar from the cast of Mrs. Doubtfire. He himself is a 2-time Tony nomination actor on Broadway, and of course, before the evening is out, I'm going to try to see if he'll do his famous number for us. But the 2-time Tony winner, Brian Stokes Mitchell, has agreed to be with us for a part of the evening as well. And I think that's just going to be kind of the cherry on the sundae, if you will. But we've even in the last 24 to 48 hours learned that there may even be more VIPs from Broadway. And I don't mean just current stars starring in the new productions that are opening up. I mean, potentially royalty, Broadway royalty may potentially be joining us. So if you have not yet reserved your table, there's no cover charge for the broadcast. You just come, enjoy some drinks and some food, and you'll get to be part of the broadcast for no additional cost. But grab a table before they're gone. And I saw the list today. I think they've already got something like 30 reservations. I don't know how many seats that actually is, but there are a few left. Make sure you grab one so that you're not left out if you want to join us. 347-625-1220, 347-625-1220, 347-625-1220. And when you call, make sure you ask them if you can be seated in the broadcast area for the broadcast for Broadway. Christine Nicholas, Kevin McCullough, this coming Friday, Radio Night Live, live on location from Hunt and Fish there in the Broadway district between West 44th between 6th and Broadway. Should be a great time. We've got a big show for you. I don't want you to go anywhere. We do these topics because we know they impact your lives, and never before has it been more important to deal with stress and wellness, and that's why Jane Ann Benaira joins us next to help us cope. Stay with us.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede for limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
Charlie Kirk believes we are seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ben Shapiro sees more overreaction from the left.
CNN reports today, quote, "A rock that students call a symbol of racism has been removed from University of Wisconsin. And now they spend, I kid you not, $50,000 to remove a 42-ton boulder for no reason other than apparently students of color at the University of Wisconsin are offended by a rock that is not racist because it's a rock that is not racist."
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Wednesday night, and man, do we have a huge wellness night for you. Coming up in the back half of the show, Dr. Marty McCary from the Fox News Medical All-Stars. You've heard all about the vaccines and the new data that they're putting out there for the kids. It's not yet public, but you've already got people like Fauci and others that are saying, oh, we got to vaccine all the kids. Well, Dr. McCary of the Johns Hopkins Research Group is going to join us. He's got some very specific thoughts about this, and we're going to have an honest scientific discussion about it because that's where we need to be. This next guest, I'm glad to have back. Now, schools are open. Now, parties are being scheduled. I've been to 5 social functions in the last week and a half when we went like a year and a half and didn't have one. So I thought in the midst of all this, it's got to be kind of crazy for people to make sense of what they're doing and the stress levels going up. I can feel it. So I thought, let's talk to Jane Ann Benira again, one of the fitness instructors at Lifetime Fitness Centers in Bergen County, and get some insight from her on some thoughts on what people can do to help manage that as we go into this fall. And she said she would be glad to be on. So, Jane Ann, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
So you're not only a fitness instructor, you're a yoga teacher, you're an influencer, you're a mom, and you're very, very busy. So I know that when I asked you this question, it's coming from a practical standpoint for you, not just a theoretical one. But how are you helping moms and dads and families as you are talking to people? What's some things you're encouraging people to do to maybe ease back into this kind of crazy schedule that life is returning to?
Yeah, it's interesting, Kevin, because I actually was talking about it in class today because it is so relevant. So to hear from you on the exact same subject is not coincidental.
No, nope.
Not coincidental. So I'm going to tell you a few tips that I just try to repeat to myself, but the umbrella underneath that is the reminder to everyone that you are human. You are human. You are human. It's okay. You're stressed. There's a lot going on. It's a forgiveness that we all need to, you know, encompass during times like this. It's stressful. Summer just ended and just like that, and everything's flying in our face and the schedules and management of all that. On top of all that, you're also trying to now think about managing yourself,
right?
Which is important. You can't do
well, it's such a seismic shift, right? Because for a year and a half, you've had everything in the home, nobody's gone anywhere, it's been very low key, and all of a sudden it's like somebody hit the gas and it was 100 miles an hour all of a sudden.
Yeah, and we're definitely not used to that. And it really, I mean, the borderline science of it is that it just rocks our nervous system.
Right.
So that's where, of course, for me, my fallback is always the wellness side. Fitness. For me, what I fall back to when I feel this type of stress, because, and believe me, it slaps me in the face where all of a sudden I'm freaking out just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And so the awareness and the discipline that I try to bring in when times get like that is movement, connection, and letting things go.
Okay. Those are all individually interesting in and of themselves, but that sequence, I think, is also important. So break them down for us.
So movement and connection, I actually prefer to do together. I'd rather reach out to someone. To me, it's honestly, if someone's popping in your mind, as random as that person is, I always believe there's a reason for that. And I've been trying to teach myself to send out that text and say, would you like to go for a walk or a run? I would prefer to do that than sit at a lunch, but that's me. So I like to combine the two. If I can't do that, movement first, to me, and we've talked about this before, is a non-negotiable in my daily life.
Right.
Non-negotiable. Unless I wake up and I'm not well and my body needs rest, that's entirely different. Otherwise, at least 20 to 30 minutes a day, hopefully more like 45 to an hour, but whatever I can fit in, it's a non-negotiable for my mental health.
Right. And again, there needs to be some forgiveness if you can only do the 20. The key to this is not to make it more stressful, to de-stress.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Just do what you can. Just do something that day, you know, and even if it's not even 20 minutes, a stretch, a walk around the block. And on top of that, the sprinkle on top of that, Kevin, is when you are, if possible, put the phone down and just tune inside a little bit. That's going to calm the stress, not checking your emails while you're walking.
Right.
You know, and then. So movement to me is a non-negotiable. Connection, I am so adamant about. It's our human nature. We're meant to connect on an energetic level with one another. So if possible, I like to try to get together with someone, like I said. If it's not, a phone call, even just a text to someone to say, you know, that you're thinking of them, hope they're having a great day. Let's go, you know. I like to incorporate the two. That's my favorite. Try to find a friend that just wants to meet up, or someone maybe you don't even know that well, and sweat a little together, talk a little bit together, and it brings you to this human level that everybody's going through the same thing, and it calms the mind down.
And then your third thing is to let things go.
Oh, yeah.
And that sounds easy, but I think it's harder sometimes than it sounds.
Oh, it's like the hardest discipline there is. I'm going to say, especially in this time, I'm getting better and better at this. If you feel overwhelmed and your schedule seems unmanageable, do something about it. It's okay to drop some things. Your kids will be fine not playing softball for the fall. You know, they might actually enjoy just being home more often.
Huh.
You will enjoy not rushing around as much. And guess what? You'll have a stronger connection then with your family. You'll have more time to actually take care of yourself. So on a surface level, when I say let it go, is be okay to let some things out of your schedule. At the end of the day, at the end of our lifetimes, these little nitpicky things are really not going to matter. What's going to matter is connection.
That is so well said, and I knew that you would say it well. Jane Ann Benaira, a fitness instructor at Lifetime of Bergen County, thank you for those three tips, and thanks for being with us tonight.
Of course, anytime.
All right. Kevin McCullough, come right back. Dr. Marty McCary up next.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer.
Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands, beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for one second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow.
For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices. 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
Now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Glad to have you with us on Wellness Night. And, you know, we try to fill you with information. The reason that we do this broadcast every single night is to help New York come back from one of the really toughest things that we have faced as a city, I would say, since 9/11. Some people would say on par with 9/11. We certainly have felt the pain of great loss. And as we continue to try to crawl our way out of where we are at, I'm thankful for the brilliant minds that have been on the show and continue to come back and give us information. And today, of course, we are speaking with Dr. Marty McCary, who is one of the Fox News Medical All-Stars and really a great colleague with Dr. Mark Siegel and Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who also come on the show on a regular basis. And Marty, I'm always appreciative of your time. I know that you doctors, especially those of you that are in the research and medical practice worlds, you've kind of got double duty these days all of you writing books and talking about all these important issues. So I'm grateful for your time to be with us. But I've noticed that in the last couple of days, there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines for children. And particularly, I think it was last night, I think it was during the middle of my show, I heard the first report come out saying that they are anticipating some preliminary data on the Pfizer vaccine, what you're anticipating from it coming forward.
We'll have to see what the data shows. A lot of people have already made up their mind about vaccinations in kids under 12 without seeing the data. And to me, that's remarkable because we don't know. I mean, the data have not been released. We do know that it's a small data set, a couple thousand kids. This is in the bracket of 5 years to 12 years. We expect there to be a benefit because kids have a very strong immune system. So you give a little bit of a stimulus to that immune system against this spike protein, they're probably going to have a very effective response. I am appreciative that Pfizer went back and revised down the dosages. They thought, you know, the dose that we were planning to use for kids under 12 maybe too high given the heart inflammation they've seen in teens, and they went back and made it even lower. That's a good thing. For kids over 12, that is 12 to say 22, I've been generally recommending only one dose of the Pfizer vaccine because the second dose is where you see the heart inflammation, and it's rare, and when it happens 90%+ of the time, it's very mild. But still, it can be in as many as 1 in 6,000 boys.
Wow.
One dose may be 100% effective and allow you to avoid the complications of the second dose for now.
Well, and I think that's important, Doctor, because what we are dealing with here is still a massive kind of question mark in the public's mind about the reliability and the safety of the vaccines to begin with. I mean, I really find it quite amazing that with as much work that has been done within such a short period of time, that the administration struggles to the degree that it does to convince people that, you know, these are safe and worthy. Although I have to also add this, when you see the numbers coming out on the post-infection immunity, I'm not sure that vaccines are really good advice for people, given what seems to be a stronger, more vibrant set of antibodies that people that survived the infection are coming up with on their own. I'm curious to your thoughts as we're beginning to see finally some numbers about natural immunity and what's been developed there. And Doc, I appeared to have asked you that question when we were about to go to a break, and I need to do this announcement real quick first, just to remind people that we've got a big show coming up a couple of nights from now. Dr. Marty McCary will continue with us. We've got him for the rest of the show. I'm anticipating some more great discussion before we're done, so please don't go anywhere. But friends, if you have not yet made your reservation for our big broadcast for Broadway coming up Friday night, we have got stars of Mrs. Doubtfire, of Come From Away. We've got the two-time Tony winner, Brian Stokes Mitchell, the great Brian Stokes Mitchell, who to this day, if you go back and you look at the news footage of what he did to serenade the essential workers during pandemic, every night from his balcony, he would belt out his Broadway hit, which was Quest. To dream the impossible dream, and he would do it from his balcony, serenading the essential workers, saluting them for their service during the worst parts of the pandemic, which we may not realize took more people here in New York City than 9/11 did. So anyway, the great Brian Stokes Mitchell is going to join us and a whole bunch more, including some new surprises that we are working into the lineup as of today. And all I can say is, big Broadway names. You don't want to miss this. So here's what you do. You get online and you get your table reserved, 347-625-1220. 347-625-1220. We'll be there from 5 to 8 p.m. And you've got to you've got to join us. Kevin McCullough coming right back with Dr. Marty McCary on Wellness Night here on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
USA!
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later...
Extortion 17 requesting permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Taguig Valley.
I saw flash. You seen flash?
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher is watching a downward spiral.
He essentially said the buck stops with me and then blamed everybody else. It's Trump's fault. It's the Afghans' fault, Afghanistan people's fault. It's the Afghanistan military's fault. It's the weather. The dog ate his homework. My goodness, what a catastrophe. I don't know that we've ever seen a presidency collapse this soon.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right. Glad you're with us and grateful that Dr. Marty McCary is able to spend time with us. You know, he's very busy between his duties at Fox and the research work that he's doing at Johns Hopkins and editing the medical page today. And, of course, he's already mentioned two pieces that he's written in the last week, one for The Post, one for The Wall Street Journal. So he's very much in demand, and we are very grateful to have him with us breaking all of this down. Now, Marty, before we went to the break, and I interrupted you so rudely to talk about our broadcast for Broadway, I was asking you about the natural immunity that people that are surviving the infection are winding up with. In fact, if I'm remembering this right, it seems like a couple of studies have now shown that natural immunity is not only just as enduring as the vaccine, but may be more robust, may be more effective, and may be longer lasting. And I know you're on top of all this. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts and a little bit about, you know, why are we not why are we not even making mention of that in the entire discussion when it comes to, you know, the what is now referred to as the mandates and, you know, what we're going to allow people to do and not do in open society based on not their immunity, but on vaccination status? Dr. McCary.
Well, I agree with that assessment. I would say, and I have a piece in the Washington Post just came out that explains that very point. You know, there was a theory that our medical public health officials, what I call the medical establishment, it's a small group of old people that make all the decisions about COVID from the government. And they had a theory that natural immunity, that is having recovered from COVID and having natural antibodies, that that was really not reliable. It was no good. It was something that would be fleeting. And what really gives lasting immunity is vaccines. Well, they got it backwards. It appears from the data that the vaccinated immunity starts to wane a little bit over time. And it's the natural immunity that really gives what appears to be a longer immunity, yeah, at least a year or so. So
well, I've got a couple of friends that have, you know, and I'm no medical expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I will tell you that I've talked with hundreds, if not thousands of people over the last 2 years about their experiences. And I've got many people that have been tested regularly since early infection. I mean, January and February of 20 is when they first realized that they had it. And their antibodies, as recently as 2 weeks ago, are holding up strong as ever when they get the test done. So that's, I mean, I think that's got to be really encouraging given the number of people that were asymptomatic and got it, and given the number of people that really struggled with the infection and were able to get over it.
Yeah, and the caveat is we don't want people to go out there and just get the infection because
no.
That's me. But if you had it, you know, it's the fact of life that you recovered from COVID, you should feel pretty good about that immunity. And the idea of forcing that person to get vaccinated is not really backed with a lot of science.
Well, and I want to kind of key off of that, doctor, because we have in the New York area, of course, they have adopted this mindset that there's no public event, no public venue, no major gathering, no restaurant. That you're going to be able to access. And I've got a big remote broadcast coming up on Friday with, you know, Broadway. We're going to broadcast for Broadway on Friday. And everybody that comes because of the restaurant has to show a vaccination card. Now, my wife and I were post-COVID from February of this last year, recovered nicely. We felt fine. We've basically not worn masks anywhere we've gone. We don't feel like we're at any type of vulnerability. But we did end up go ahead and getting the first Pfizer shot. And I'm just curious, when the White House says, you know, this is a pandemic of the non-vaccinated, that they're overlooking a ton of people that do have immunity. And we're actually now preventing healthy people from being able to enter real life again, are we not?
Yeah, it's really sad that they used an imprecise term to describe our problem right now, because it's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's a pandemic of the non-immune.
Yeah.
You get immunity two ways, vaccine or natural immunity. So, yeah, it's unfortunate because I'll tell you, this is where it can hurt people, especially teenagers. If they already have natural immunity and you put them through the two-dose regimen, they could have side effects from that second dose. And in young people, that is young boys, that can actually be heart inflammation side effects.
Dr. McCary, let me ask you about the language coming out of the parallel institutions, the Institutes of Health, the other entities that are part of the government but aren't the White House proper. There's been discussions about boosters. There's been discussions about mandating. I mean, I think I heard Fauci say this week that he is going to argue in favor of mandatory child vaccination. Have we lost, given the number of times that some of those organizations have been on kind of both sides of the issue, has the public lost legitimate trust in what they're telling us from that level?
I think so. I mean, first of all, how is he excited about mandating childhood vaccines when we haven't even seen the data from the trial?
Right.
I mean, this is what I'm talking about, is violating the basic principle of of scientific openness and humility to be ready to evolve your position as the data comes in. They've not evolved their position on natural immunity. They've dug in despite the data out of Israel showing that natural immunity is 27 times more protective than vaccinated immunity.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. And they have not changed their position. They dug in. They came up with some jerry-rigged study to try to show the opposite, as I wrote about this week in the Wall Street Journal. So if we want to be honest about asking what's best for kids, let's wait and see the data first, and let's recognize natural immunity so we're not jabbing kids twice with a vaccine which has complications after the second dose.
Yeah. All right, Dr. McCary, we appreciate this insight. And when we come back, it's time for the revival of Doctor's Orders. We haven't had this in a little while. Well, I guess the last time Dr. Sapphire was here, we did. But a key to living well, particularly as the fall has opened up and we're all now all like getting stressful crazy because of the kids back in school and all the things that are on the to-do list that haven't been for 2 years. And in the McCullough House, that's a long list. Anyway, lots to go yet on Wellness Night here on Radio Night Live. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
Extortion 17 requested permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Tagi Valley.
I saw a flash. You seen a flash?
Anybody out there? We have a fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com. Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard. Carl Jackson is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
We're speaking with Dr. Marty McCary. You see him on Fox News. He's written the book called The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Doc, at this point in the show, we always like to ask our medical contributors here to give us some doctor's orders for the week, a prescription for a better life, if you will. It doesn't have to be related to COVID, but I'm curious if there's something you've been researching or looking at or thinking about that you're telling your own patients. You know, it's a stressful time of year. People are back in school. Lives are getting very busy. I saw a lot of college football stands packed with people over the weekend. If you had a word of encouragement for how we could all live a better, healthier life this week, what would your number one prescription be for us?
Well, I love the question. Thanks for asking it. And I've got patients who come in who, on the way out the door, will say, you know what, I'm really trying to live healthier. What can I do? And I think, what is the biggest bang for the buck thing that I can tell them briefly that that will help their life? And I tell them, in terms of your lifestyle, switch to drinking water from sugary drinks. I tell them that things you cook are healthier than things you buy, and that you want to consider general body inflammation when you think about your health, and,
okay,
and foods are processed are going to be more inflammatory than things that you cook.
Well, and inflammation has become a huge deal in recent years. I mean, I'm not fully up to speed on all of it, but there seems to be, nothing good seems to be associated with inflammation. Let me put it that way.
Well, you know, COVID selectively harms those who are obese, and obesity is an inflammatory state, and dying of COVID is dying of an inflammatory reaction to the virus. So it is central to so many things.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Marty McCary, author of The Price We Pay, and of course you read his stuff in the Post and in the Journal. You see him on Fox News. He's doing a great job. He's fighting for you, and we're just so honored to be able to have him with us, join us on a quasi-regular basis here. Marty, thank you again for your advice tonight. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
All right. All right, and friends, thank you for listening, as you do each weeknight. Of course, tomorrow night, Arthur Idala will be back with us. We'll be talking about the big legal cases of the day. And then come Friday, it is our big broadcast for Broadway. We're going to be broadcasting from the Hunt and Fish Club in Midtown, there on West 44th Street between 6th Avenue and Broadway. And I got to tell you, the VIP list continues to grow. We have, in the last couple of days, added more names. Pearl Soon, who is the lead in Come From Away, first Asian-American lead in a major Broadway role. And we're so honored to have her with us. Brad Oscar from the play Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical Mrs. Doubtfire, is going to be with us. We also will likely have some VIPs from some of the shows that just opened last night. You know, we've got the big five that came. I think it's Lion King, Wicked, Hamilton, Phantom. What else am I forgetting? Anyway, Chicago. Those are all back in business as of yesterday. And we hope to speak to some staff, casting members from there. And then, of course, the two-time Tony winner, Brian Stokes Mitchell. Did you get your table? Come join us. 347-625-1220. 347-625-1220. We'll see you at the Hunt and Fish Club. Have a great night. Tomorrow, Legal Night, here on Radio Night Live.